Am I good enough? Many Christians wonder whether they're so sinful God can't accept them. Celeste Perino Walker felt that way, and she shares her answer. Your narrator is Teresa Thompson. If you die tonight, will you go to heaven? Why or why not? Those were the questions on the survey they passed out at my church recently. I stared at it for a moment in, I admit, panic. I know it's crazy, but for an instant I was scared that what I put down would seal my fate. If I said no, then I really wouldn't go to heaven. But if I said yes, then I would. And there could be no cheating, no marking yes when I really thought no. I had to give my honest answer, what I really thought, how I really felt. After the initial panic passed, I realized how silly I was being and was able to mark my survey with assurance. Yes, I would go to heaven. Why? Because I knew that Jesus had died for my sins. I had accepted him as my Savior, called him my friend, and we were building a relationship together in which I relied on his strength to get me through every day. That is not, however, what most people filling out the survey said. I know this because the man conducting the survey read us some of the responses. They were anonymous. The only identifying factor was a request for the age of the respondent. Though he read us mostly responses by teens, he said that the overwhelming majority of the responses he'd received fell into one of two categories. Either people felt they would go to heaven because they were good people, who were better than most of the other people around them, or they felt they would not go to heaven because they were terrible sinners. Some added that God was not done working on them yet, so they still had hope that they might make it. The overwhelming majority of people, it seems, based their salvation on themselves. I call that a crying shame. For one thing, imagine the responsibility that puts on their shoulders. Can they be good enough to save themselves? Absolutely not. And how about the ones who feel that God isn't finished with them yet? I can't imagine the terror of going through life, knowing on any given day that it could be my last, and wondering whether or not God will be finished with me before my time is up. Can you? Not, mind you, that I'm unfamiliar with these thoughts myself. I've spent time walking both the yes road and the no road, but ignorance saved me from too much mental anguish over my plight. It doesn't matter what your state of mind is, whether troubled or in ignorance like I was. If you find yourself on either road, there's one thing you need to know before you take another step. The only way to God is through Jesus. Having been a Christian all my life, I don't have a problem with that statement. It's been part of my theology forever. How could anyone have a problem with Jesus being the one and only path to God? After all, he died as a sacrifice for our sins. That's a bit like needing to cross an ocean and Jesus offering you a boat that he gave up everything to purchase so you could make the journey safely, and you saying, "No thanks, I'd rather swim." Elizabeth Gilbert, in her book Eat, Pray, Love, says, "And while I do love that great teacher of peace who was called Jesus, and while I do reserve the right to ask myself in certain trying situations what indeed he would do, I can't swallow that one fixed rule of Christianity insisting that Christ is the only path to God." That statement is no surprise to God. He knew some people would find salvation through Christ, and Christ alone a problem. Paul wrote, "Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength." 1 Corinthians 1, 22-24. While it may not surprise us that someone like Gilbert who describes herself as a cultural, though not theological, Christian, might balk at Christ being the only path to God, those Christians who think they are either good enough or not good enough are missing the boat just as surely as Gilbert is. Being good enough or not good enough implies that we have some part in our salvation, as if we, with Christ, are rowing our salvation boat. In reality, Christ is the boat, and he's rowing the boat by himself. Our first decision is, do we want to get in the boat? If we do, we must ask ourselves, are we willing to sit there and let Christ take us wherever he sees fit? And if he asks us to do something, are we willing to do it? We have to allow Jesus to set up shop in our life and change it. I always dreaded that part. I thought it would be like trying to go on a diet. I thought God would ask me to give up all kinds of stuff I love to do, and through sheer willpower, I'd have to muscle through and give it up. After all, didn't Paul say, I can do all this through him who gives me strength? Philippians 4:13. But what if I don't want to? Was my reaction to that statement. In reality, God takes away the desire to do what doesn't conform to his best intention for your life. Imagine the ease with which smokers could kick the habit if they no longer desired another cigarette. Is it always easy? No, not always. Is it always possible? Absolutely. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. For years, I was under the impression that salvation was some sort of formula. Belief plus works plus spending time with God plus denying yourself and considering the needs of everyone else to be more important than your own equals salvation. Yet, if you had asked me, I would have told you that salvation was belief in Jesus. Belief, in my version, was limited to a head experience. Is the sky blue? Yes. Is the grass green? Yes. Is Jesus the Son of God? Yes. Does he save me from my sins? Yes. But mere mental assent is not a heart experience. Belief was acknowledging that, yes, Jesus is God's Son. I had no problem with that, but neither do demons who, quote, believe and tremble, James 2:19. But they are not saved. Belief has to change us in some way, and the only way for that change to happen is for us to be willing to let that change happen. It won't happen overnight. It's a constant thing, nurtured in part by actions like reading the Bible, praying, having and maintaining a relationship with God, and worshiping with other believers. As we grow in this relationship, we will begin to change. We will become more like Christ. So, if you die tonight, will you go to heaven? That depends on whether you want to get in the boat or stay on the shore, not on whether you're good enough to get in the boat. Jesus died to save us all, not just the good ones.